Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Anxiety is not a sin. I want you to just really think about that. Let it soak into your mind, into your heart. In fact, I'm going to say it again. Anxiety is not a sin. I believe Jesus experienced it. Follow me here. The definition of anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. Well, I think Jesus seemed to experience that about his imminent death when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Listen to this from Matthew 26:38. Jesus said, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." The magnitude of Jesus' grief was so intense that it caused him to sweat drops of blood. That's actually a real medical condition called hematidrosis. It happens, though rarely, when some individuals undergo copious amounts of stress. Now, you may remember, Jesus asked the Father if it's possible to allow this cup of suffering to pass. This was worry, nervousness, unease about an imminent event. In other words, anxiety. Jesus was anxious. And Jesus never sinned. So, therefore, anxiety in and of itself is not a sin. You're going to feel it. Sometimes this is actually useful. I mean, an appropriate level of anxiety makes us study for tests or show up for work on time, because who likes to get the side eye from your boss? But after you study and show up on time for work, that emotion should go away. It's done its job, and it has no right to take up space and residence in your heart and mind. It's the kind of anxiety that tries to stick around that we're kicking to the curb with our Holy Girl Walk. That kind, the kind we allow to stick around, the kind we fester or nurture or fixate on, the kind that has stayed too long or starts to take control of us. I mean, Jesus still went to the cross, right? He still obeyed the Father. He did not let anxiety get into the driver's seat of his life, even though he experienced it. And you don't have to let it drive your life either. Today, as you walk, you're going to begin to recite Psalm 91, 1-5, all together. Now, here's our newest edition, verse 5. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Let's talk about those arrows that fly by day. Well, what are they? The arrows used throughout the scripture tend to signify common, expected challenges. So, stress at work, a mama's never-ending to-do list, bills to pay. In the New Testament, we're told to put on the armor of God, and one reason is the fiery darts of the enemy, or the flaming arrows. Now, why were they fiery? Well, first of all, it was not uncommon to light a fire to the tip of an arrow before it was lobbed, but it also is possible this referred to the strategy of dipping the tip of an arrow into poison before using it. This way, when it hit a victim, it didn't just wound them, but inflicted them with sickness so that even if it were dislodged, damage was done. These arrows often resulted in a fiery, burning sensation even after they were removed. It's the fire of the enemy that gets into our normal everyday stuff that makes those arrows sting so much, am I right? I mean, a bill to pay is just a bill to pay until the enemy complicates it with interest rates or less income for a season, for some reason or another. A deadline at work is just a deadline until your computer crashes, and then it's not. A mama's never-ending to-do list is just par for the course until your kids get sick. Again and again and again, all winter long, just one sickness after the other. Here's why you don't need to be afraid of those fiery darts. Jesus. Jesus. Because of Jesus, you can confidently say what the prophet Isaiah did: "No weapon formed against me will prosper." Oh, they'll be formed, and they may even be lobbed at you. They may have poison on the tips. Perhaps those fiery tips are there, but those weapons will not ultimately prosper in your life. That includes fear and anxiety. And that's why we can crush anxiety, believing in that. As you walk today, you're going to be doing the hard work of preparing your heart for those fiery darts and the moments that you have to endure them. You're meditating on what is true, and you're giving yourself the armor you need so that you do not have to fear those arrows. And you're making your body strong so that you do not have to experience the lasting impact of those arrows, physical unwellness. You see, some have estimated that up to 90% of all visits to physicians are for stress-related conditions. Isn't that astonishing? But walking gets the immune cells moving around in your body. That is to say, they're on the lookout for intruders and they're ready to attack them. And not just during the walk, those immune cells stay fired up for 3 hours after your exercise is complete. This provides extra time for them to identify unwanted invaders and to keep you from getting sick. I think that's another good motivator to walk every day. Am I right? Hey, jump onto my Instagram page. I have encouragement there for my Holy Girl walkers. If you happen to be walking with me during a time when I'm doing the Holy Girl walk for Psalm 91, you could just follow along. Otherwise, find the highlights labeled Psalm 91. And remember, you can enhance your meditation of Psalm 91 with a copy of Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91. It's available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.